below and above, before and behind are attributes of the body. The essence of the bright spirit is without relations. Open thy vision with the pure light of the kingdom. Beware of fancying like one who is short-sighted, that thou art only this very in grief and joy. O non-existence, where? Before and behind to non-existence.
Means what?
They don't have any relationship.
Means when left and right, up and down are the physical dimensions. The spirit, the soul, is out of dimension. There is no dimension to that. You should free yourself and open your vision, not your eyes. Open your vision by these pure light. Don't be like nagging people. Don't be like the people who are looking at the shortcut. Look at the bright light which is here and clean up yourself with that light. Because if you're talking about this existence, normal existence, that sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. Do you really exist in that state of being? You are non-existence, and non-existence has no front and back. Believe me, in Persian it's that complicated as well. Because this is this is opening a gate. He's talking about transform yourself with this existing light. Don't look at the darkness. Don't talk about what is not here. Everything is here prepared for you because you have to walk. Walk this path. It's a rainy day. Walk all day up to the night. And when I said it's a rainy day, I mean a very special rainy day, not these rainy days you're experiencing back with us. Is it all this? Why? What is he talking about? Let's bring all this paragraph together, okay? The paragraph that started with the prophet saying something ended with Rumi telling you that please wash your eyes and see better. It's a rainy day, keep walking. Okay. Remember what was the opening of this paragraph? The prophet said, in these days, the breathing of God prevails. This was it, right? Rumi said, like what? He said, it prevails, it comes. It will benefit some people and will go away. And don't worry, next one is coming. And next one is coming. So it's like a rain, right? Rain of the kindness is permanent, right? At the end, he said, it's a rainy day, keep walking. And a very special rainy day. Let's talk about a very special rainy day. Suddenly everything should stop. Another story we have. After that story, another explanation we have. After that, another hadith. After that, another conversation and question, Q&A. Then we'll go back to this heart prayer. Because you are not listening to the heart prayer. This harp player, he has a special melody. The melody here should touch your soul. He's trying his best to prepare you for that. Something should happen, inshallah, to you at the end of this story. So the harp player is waiting. Rumi will say, oh, the old guy is waiting, let go to him. But before that, we have a lot to talk. First thing is an interesting story. This story could be read independently and understood because that's something special. Then Rumi will talk about it, and we know that the talking, he has to talk deeper. When he wants to talk deeper, he will jump to his teachers. He will refer to you a verse of Sana'i or Attar. He will bring in something like that and say, my teacher said this. He will do that later. First, he will tell you a story. The story is simple. It's this. One day, Muhammad will go to the graveyard. Over there, one of the companions has died. Muhammad will put the body of that companion in the ground and will pray for that body, and he will do it like putting a seed in the earth. Then he comes home. When he arrives at home, the wife will welcome him and starts to touch him. Say, what are you doing? He says, I'm surprised you're drawing. Isn't it raining? I thought it was raining and you are dry, you're not wet. I said, where did you get your nap? He said, no, what did you cover yourself with? I said, this cape of you. I put that cape on myself and I had a nap. He said, that's why you saw it. That's another kind of rain that you will see it only when you have your head under my cape. You will see that rain. So there are two kinds of rains for you three. The third one is the rain in Vancouver. That's not what we're talking about. One rain is the kindness coming from above. When every single moment, I don't know if you notice this or not, we talk a lot about this. Why? Because there is that idea that God has created the universe like a Swiss factory made a watch. And the watch, the clock is working perfectly. So we look at God as a perfect watchmaker. And we act as if God is in vacation in Acapulco. Now it's out there to be in control. Right? There is this kind of looking at creation. We don't believe in that. Rumi has a very clear idea about this. We call it permanent creation. Khalq-e mudam. This is something that our philosophers talk a lot about. The best one is Mulla Sadra, if you want to study that. Means that creation is not something in past. Because God is not in past. God is present every single moment, and God is creating the universe, not has created. Because you cannot apply time to God. Any objection here? None whatsoever. You should ask, how do we dare to say this? Really? I dare to say it because it's in our story. Let's go right at the beginning. How did God create this universe? He said, be. Remember that. And when he said, be, the universe became? Was. Over there, we emphasize that there is no time over there. when he wishes be, universe was. Not that happens. That's the way we look at the Creator. There is no time for Creator.